What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
Welcome to episode 169 of the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay. I am Mick.
And I'm Kitty. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for joining us for our award-winning podcast, according to Kitty's mom.
Well, one can dream. We recently won a regional Emmy Award for a show we produced called Discovering Kansas City in Parkville, basically a tourism show for the city of Parkville, Missouri, showcasing different businesses and festivals and the history of the town. It was a lot of fun to put together, and we were really proud of it, so we're really happy and excited that we won the Emmy for Best Magazine Program. So, yeah. So, anyway, that's where that came from. My mom heard about it. She assumed that was part of our podcast. Posted on Facebook. Very proud of us, which I thank you, Mom. Not quite. Not separate from the podcast, although we're both involved in it. So I guess I understand how she got mixed up, but it's okay.
One day we'll get that Grammy. One day.
Right. Should they give Grammys to podcasts?
I don't think so. They should, though.
They should. I agree. Why not?
Right. One day.
One day.
But. And it has been a little while since we have, actually since August, and we are now in October.
Oh my God, has it been that long? Shoot.
It has. We have had a very busy last couple of months.
We actually both
have moved.
Yeah, we both moved into new houses. My first house, so it's just been, anybody who's moved knows how overwhelming it is, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we are back on track for the most part. And this is kind of the time of year where things really start to pick up, especially at the end of September. Most of the new shows show up on broadcast.
Yeah, new shows start. I mean, new shows start, old shows start again. And this is typically, we're getting to award season for movies. So this is when some of the bigger movies are going to start coming out too.
Yeah, and which I did see Joker. We will talk about that in our next podcast as well, which will be more, it'll be more focused on movies. And yes, we will be discussing Star Wars.
Of course. I mean, of it's course. Almost here.
But we we'll are see almost.
The next podcast.
We are almost 2 months away. We are, yeah, just days away from being 2 months away.
Yes, so. You're right.
Okay, so you mentioned some of the new fall TV. And
so the only really new, brand new show I'm watching is The Prodigal Son. It's on Fox, and it stars Michael Sheen and Tom Payne, who most people know as Jesus on The Walking Dead. And so it's about Michael Sheen is a serial killer, and he gets put away. His son is Tom Payne. His son becomes like an FBI profiler, and he pretty much is just like collaborating with his father on a string of different murders in New York City. It's pretty good so far. I enjoy it. I like Tom Payne. I like seeing him in something else. Michael Sheen is great as always, although I don't think they're not utilizing him enough yet, but it's only been three episodes. So I think there needs to be more Michael Sheen. But so far, I like it. You know, it's a dark thriller, psychological thriller. Lou Diamond Phillips is also in it.
And so what channel is it on?
Fox.
It's on Fox. Okay.
Monday nights. Yes, I believe Monday nights. Yes. So it's pretty good so far.
Yeah. Well, on the CW on Monday nights is Batwoman.
Oh, yes.
I started it. As you all know, pilot episodes are kind of tricky.
Right.
It was fine. There's twists and turns and a big reveal and And Batman's been missing for 3 years. Ruby Rose plays Kate Wayne, and she is Batman's cousin. And there's a storyline about where she was when she returns to Gotham and what Gotham is like. And it's very interesting. I think it has a lot of potential, especially with the CW as superhero heavy as they are.
Yeah.
And it was an interesting origin story for Batwoman, and it is definitely has ties to Batman, which I'm sure we will see by the end of the season. Ruby Rose is fantastic. Is she good?
That's good.
She's so good. You remember her from Orange is the New Black, right?
Yeah, I liked her on that show. So
Pitch Perfect.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's in Pitch Perfect 3.
That's right. Yeah. No, I do like her. So, you know, that's good to know.
So it's worth checking out. And it definitely fits. It definitely fits the CW brand. And this is Arrow's last season. So this is probably going to kind of take over where Arrow.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Speaking of last seasons, Supernatural.
I know.
How are you feeling? How are you doing?
Well, I guess that's you know, I'm okay. The first episode of the final season was last week. I haven't watched it, so I'm a bad Supernatural fan. But I mean, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm sad that the show is ending, but it's been 15 years, and like, these guys, I'm sure, are ready to move on in their careers, in their lives, you know. And the thing is, Supernatural has such a great fan, huge fan base. Like, they're always going to be remembered for it. So anyway, I think it's time, you know. Honestly, it could have ended 10 years ago, and I think I would have been fine with it. Like, that's a huge success, 15 years. Think about that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So and then what do you think about Jared's next move?
Oh, my God. I'm on the fence. Look, I love Jared Padalecki. Walker, Texas Ranger, I think, is a show nobody asked for as a reboot. The fact that it's going to be on the CW, I will watch it, though, because Jared is in it. At least I will give it at least a chance. But, you know, they're gonna shoot it in Texas. I think that was probably a big deal, like a big plus for him. You know, it's probably why he agreed to do it, because it shoots in Texas. He lives in Texas. They both live in Austin, him and Jensen. So he probably wants to do it just so it's closer to his family. And I get it. Like I said, these guys have been doing this for 15 years. They're going to want to try new stuff. So,
yeah.
I don't have high hopes for Walker, Texas Ranger reboot, but good luck to Jared and the CW.
It's just frustrating. Like, yeah. I mean, there are a few, I mean, we've talked about this several times, not just with TV shows, but also with movies. There are some movies where it's like, you didn't need to call it like
right
a certain thing from the right. 80s or 90s to get people to watch. Why can't right. we do something that's original?
Right.
I'm sure this show that they're whatever it's the reboot or we don't, it's not a, like a sequel, is it? Where he's like his son or something?
No, I think it's him. I'm not 100% certain, honestly. I never really. Okay. The thing is, it's just such a weird, it's a weird thing to reboot. I mean, I think it was on CBS to begin with, so it definitely it targeted a certain audience,
yeah.
You know, older people or people who watch this, and now it's going to be on the CW. So I don't really get it, other than, I mean, I'm sure they're hoping Supernatural fans will tune in just for Jared, and I'm sure some of them will, but I don't know. It's an interesting choice for the CW network. But then again, they redid Dynasty, right? So
I can't believe that's still on.
I can't either.
They barely get ratings. Like, right. I keep paying attention because Nicolette Sheridan was on it for a while, and I love her so much. But I couldn't even watch. I mean, she was very over the top as she was supposed to be.
Yeah, Alex, I truly don't understand the thought processes, but I mean, and Walker, Texas Ranger in the 90s, I think was relatively successful, was a relatively popular show, but I think a lot of people
followed
it, you know, so it's just a weird thing to reboot on the CW.
Well, Well, and like you mentioned, if it was on CBS and it was targeting that audience again, but it's not, that audience is not going to the CW to watch Walker, Texas Ranger.
Right, exactly. So
I will say that it is smart on the CW's part to get either Jared or Jensen in the next season of something.
Right, I agree.
But I don't understand why they had to go down the route of Walker, Texas Ranger.
I don't know. Because
no one's what? No one's going. I mean,
you know, people didn't think Riverdale was going to be a good idea, and it's one of their biggest shows, right? So it's just, like I said, I don't have high hopes for it, but I'll give it a shot just because of Jared Padalecki, and I'd like to support his. So.
Yes, yes. Okay, so this was just announced that we both watched Stranger Things season 3. Mm-hmm. We loved it. Absolutely loved it. Well, Netflix has released some information about viewing, which sometimes they don't. They kind of hold it close to the vest, so you don't really know how well some of your favorite streaming shows on Netflix are doing, especially when they are original Netflix series. Well, so Stranger Things is an original Netflix series, and it has now become the most watched original series of all time on Netflix with 64 million views.
That doesn't surprise me, as I feel like Stranger Things is their biggest vehicle right now. It's the biggest thing they have. Yeah, I'm not surprised. And I think it appeals to such a wide range of people that it's easy to pick up those viewers, I think. Because, I mean, most people have a Netflix account. And so I'm sure by word of mouth and have you, they tuned in too. So anyway, like, it doesn't surprise me that is the biggest.
Yeah.
Most original
content. So if anyone thought Stranger Things was ending next season, it's not.
I feel like Netflix,
it's not at all.
Netflix is going to do everything they can to keep Stranger Things going, because once Disney Plus launches, I think they're going to be in a world of hurt. So they said they've got to hold on to it, because I think it's one of the things that are keeping people around.
Yeah, and I think likely what will probably happen is that this will start a franchise. So they'll do a spinoff here and a spinoff there, and it might not include one of the main kids, but I think it will include one of a supporting character or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Because this is too successful.
Right. For it to end. I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said, I think Netflix is scrambling for anything that's going to keep people around. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially with it being a Netflix original, so they own it. Right. Unlike The Office leaves or...
Right, exactly. Exactly. So...
All right. So you mentioned Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. I got my subscription. I'm good to go for 3 years. I'm so excited because when it launches, The Mandalorian will launch with it. And that's a series, right?
That's a series, yes. Right? Yes.
Yes. And George Lucas himself is credited as being a writer for all 8 episodes, including John Favreau.
I read that Disney's going to release their stuff weekly.
Yes. I love that.
Smart. I mean, yeah, it's smart. And Netflix has been toying with it too. Like, they've done some certain series. They've gone weekly now, which I am not a fan of, but I understand the reasoning behind it. Well, I'm just a little disappointed that this last season of Great British Bake Off, that they made it weekly when all the other ones were dump the whole season at once. And so now I have to wait. I know. I hate it.
Poor thing.
I want to watch 10 episodes of people baking in a row.
Well, you can watch those 10 episodes once they've all aired.
Well, that's what I've been doing, so...
So there you go. I mean, I think it's still smart from a marketing standpoint.
No, absolutely. It's smart. Yeah.
Because instead you get it one big hurrah, and then this way you're stretching it out over.
Well, I think it's also to keep people subscribed, because there are people who will sign up for a service for a week, binge something, dump it, you know? And I think that's probably what's happening with Netflix in some regards. So, you know, I think this is a way to keep people around, because let's say you keep them around for 10 weeks for one series, they may be like, okay, I'm not going to get rid of it, or they'll just forget. So, you know, it's just, I understand why they do it.
Yeah. But I'm glad Disney Plus is starting this trend again. I mean, with all the Disney library that's already going to be available, where you can watch The Little Mermaid, you can watch Aladdin, you can watch Beauty and the Beast or whatever. Or Old Yeller.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I mean, I know. There's so much on Disney Plus that's going to be...
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much content.
Yep. But I'm looking forward to it. I am ready for November 12th.
Looking forward to it, so I need to sign up for it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what else are you watching? I know you
watch
the dark thriller stuff, but you also have a comedy that we both watch.
Well, yes.
All caught up on.
Well, let me talk about a couple of other network shows that I do watch that are returning shows.
Then we'll get to Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. It's in its second season on ABC, and it has Nathan Fillion in it. It's really good. I mean, it's an enjoyable show. Nathan Fillion is an enjoyable guy. So far it's so good. And then 911, which is also on Fox, Ryan Murphy. And I cannot tell you how good it is. I love this show. It's so good. I think it's just really well done. The stories are compelling. The characters are great. Like I'm still so shocked that it's Ryan Murphy, because it's such like a normal show. A normal is not the word I want to use, but it compared to his other stuff, you know, it's just a regular like medical drama sort of. And it's just very well done. So if you haven't watched it, highly recommend it. Like I said, I just love it. I'm like crying every episode. It's good. It's good television. It really is. So.
And the first season you had Connie Britton. The second season you had Jennifer Love Hewitt.
She is on the third season.
Oh, she is. Okay.
She is. Yeah. So it's not an anthology series. This is a continuing series. Angela Bassett's in it. Peter Krause, and a lot of really great people. So it's a great show. So highly recommend it. Anyway, like okay. Every time I watch it, I text my sister, like, watch this show because it's so good.
And she hasn't?
No, not yet. But I will hound her until she does, because I know she'll love it just as much as I do.
Well, she might be too busy watching Big Brother.
Oh, God. Well, 911 is way better than that. So is that show still on? Is it on right now?
I think it's like on CBS All Access now.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. They have like two seasons. So they have one on TV, and then I think they do one digitally.
Oh.
So, because CBS Access is a thing, because Star Trek Discovery is on it, and it is phenomenal.
That's what I hear. I just don't
think it's phenomenal. You would like it.
I don't want to pay for CBS All Access, so.
I'm sure your sister has it.
I don't know if they do.
I think she does. So you better check into that. But it's phenomenal. And Picard starts next year
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Because in my household it's a Star Wars versus Star Trek. And I like both, but I love Star Wars. Obviously loves Star Trek. Uh-huh. And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to sit through this every week. But it is probably, and I love The Next Generation, Star Trek The Next Generation, because I grew up on it. I loved it. This is so good. It is so good. And Sonya Martin Green.
I like her a lot, so well.
It's if fantastic.
I'm honest, I will probably never watch it.
You never but know.
I'm glad people enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay, so before we get to Schitt's Creek, let's get to The Politician, because you were on the Ryan Murphy.
Yeah, that's right, Ryan Murphy train. Yep.
So I saw the trailer. You saw it too. I was like, okay. Yeah, it's.
I was kind of on the fence about it.
I love most of the actors in it.
Yeah, I do too.
I will say the first, because Jessica Lange is in it. Ben Platt, Lucy Boynton.
Gwyneth Paltrow is in this too, right?
She is.
Yeah.
And the first episode, for me, it was a little tough to get through. But once you get through the first episode, I think it's kind of, I think it all goes back to those pilot episodes. It's fun.
Is it fun? Is it campy? Is it like,
yep, very
like true, like Ryan Murphy style?
It jumps around. I think in that first episode, it jumps around the timeline a little too much for me. And I wasn't on my iPad. I wasn't on my phone. I was really trying to pay attention. But I will say the one thing that has disappointed me a little bit is that we know how amazing of a singer Ben Platt is.
Uh-huh.
He does sing in an episode, but it doesn't fit necessarily. Like,
oh, yeah. It's
kind of like out of nowhere kind of thing. And at first I thought, okay, this is kind of where we're going. Every episode, he'll just be busting into a song for something. Okay. Well, you can kind of live with that. No, that was it. So it's like, this isn't Glee.
Uh-huh.
But if it was a little more likely, I think it would be great, but I don't know why. I mean, Ben, and again, he's a great actor, but if you have Ben Platt in something, he needs to be singing consistently. Right.
Agreed. Yeah, so, I agree. Mm.
But anyway, it's fun. I like it. I think.
Okay. Well, I'll give it a chance. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else you're watching?
I mean, The Good Place. Final season.
Oh my.
Good so far. I know you're still kind of behind on the.
A little behind on this season.
There's only been 3 episodes, but so far three or 4 episodes. I'm enjoying it. So I need to go back and binge this one too. Yeah, and I just finished another revenge of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Revenge of Brooklyn 1999.
Yes, Brooklyn 99. But it's good, and I don't think it's coming back till mid season or next season on NBC, which is a bummer. I don't understand why, but anyway.
Well, I just read that Will and Grace got bumped up.
Yeah,
because Sunnyside got canceled.
Was one of their new comedies. Yeah, it got canceled.
Huh.
I honestly didn't hear about it until I saw a commercial for it while I was on Hulu while I was watching 9-9. So, well, can't all be winners.
It can't, but I will tell you another Netflix show that is definitely, I think, a winner, and it's The Society. We got to hang out a couple of weeks ago, and your sister loved it.
Yeah, my sister watched it. She loved it. And she told me all about it.
It is.
It seemed a little too teen drama for me, but is it kind of cheesy?
Kind of drama. It's sort of like a lighter version of The Walking Dead, like the early seasons.
Uh-huh.
It has a really good mystery, but the problem is after episode 2, the mystery just goes away and they deal with the teen stuff. So I still need it because it is coming back for season 2. I need more of the supernatural element. Instead of them trying to form a society and who's dying and who's season 1.
Ending was a little unsatisfactory. Like, you don't really get to learn a whole lot. So,
well, and I think it's because they knew they were getting a season 2, so they're just like, well, we'll save it.
I get that, but there's just sometimes I wish that series or give us a little bit more.
Well, and in some series, but I think more established series where they know they're going to have a couple seasons, they come back, where what they'll do is, like with, it's like True Blood used to do this, where the episode before the finale wraps everything up for that season, and then the next episode sets up the next season, and it's a little more consistent, there's more flow to it, and you're not necessarily ending on a cliffhanger, but you kind of see what direction they might be going in with the next season. I think that would have helped The Society, but I will say the best part of The Society is the character development, and also the couple of Sam and Grizz. And your sister was talking to us about it too. It is probably one of the best relationships that I've seen on TV in a very long time. And it's between two gay characters.
Oh, that's nice.
And one of them is deaf.
Oh, okay. Yes. My sister was telling me about this. Yeah.
So Sean Burdy plays Sam and he's the deaf character. And Grizz is sort of the high school jock, not quarterback, but just like jock. Like he's in with the cool kids and whatever. And you don't, I don't want to give too much away, but if you haven't watched Society, sorry, spoiler alert. But he ends up being gay and you don't know that until, you know, halfway through or so. But the relationship they form and their chemistry, it is so sweet. It is, and it's realistic and very genuine. It makes me want to, as long as these two are right there at the top with some of the other couples that they've formed in the show, I will continue to watch this until it's over because these two, it's fantastic. And I think this is something that we need to see more of. Especially in the gay community.
I agree.
Yeah. But I think you would really like it.
Yeah, I just, again, haven't gotten around to it. It's on my list. But you're talking about, just really good on-screen gay couples. Let's talk about Schitt's Creek. Because...
Oh, that's true. Okay. That's true. Good point.
Because you said, okay, season 5 dropped a couple weeks ago, I guess, maybe now. But if you haven't watched it, highly recommend it. But David and Patrick, their relationship, too, I feel is so organic and real. Like, it just feels like it's just they do it so well. And it just makes me – I love them so much. And, again, I think they are probably one of the best on-screen couples out there now.
Especially season 4.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you see season 5, the rest of season 5. It's crying because I was so happy. But it's just, it's their relationship and the way it unfolded. And the show is just amazing. It's so good. And it just gets better and better. And it just, people need to be watching it. I wish it got the love that it deserved because it's just such an amazing show.
Yeah. I think because I've tried to talk other people into watching this and a couple people, and I think it was kind of like me with Parks and Rec. That first season for me, right. It was hard to get through. And we've kind of talked about this with Schitt's Creek. I think initially some of the editing and the producing of the show wasn't quite stellar because there were a couple episodes where they would start something and it would cut to something. You know what I mean? The editing was choppy and you would start a scene and it would, when in other TV shows that we've watched forever, there was this flow to it where you knew, okay, well, they brought this up kind of like if you bring up a gun in the first act, it better go off in the second or the third act kind of thing. I felt like they brought up a lot of things in some episodes and then it just got dropped.
Well, I think too, the characters have changed a lot because especially in the very beginning, you hate them. They're just
absolutely
rich people, and I think that was the point of it. But the character development of the entire cast, and I think the writing and just the show itself has developed so well over 5 seasons and it's so well written and so funny, and the characters and the actors, it's just, and they all have such great chemistry too. It's just a perfect little storm of amazingness. It's brilliant, and I wish again it would get more love.
Absolutely.
But yes,
and I think another thing is it was kind of like that slow burn. It really needed that time to build and develop the characters, and not just the four main characters. The supporting cast. The
supporting cast
is so good. Really? And it's going to be sad that they're wrapping it up.
I know, but all good things come to an end. So it's always sad when a show ends, but when it ends on its own terms, when it wants to, I'm okay with that. Cause that is the creative process at work. You know, that's not forcing something more along than it should. So I agree. I understand when shows feel like they need to end, like this is, you know, that's where they want to end. So,
yeah. So Schitt's Creek season 6 will premiere, early next year, January. Yeah,
January.
But season 5 is now available to binge on Netflix.
And it's an easy binge because it's 10 episodes, 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. So, yeah. Like I said, I'm going to go back and binge the whole series again because it's just that good. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I think they said season 6 will be more like 15 or 16.
Oh, okay. I hope so.
I think. Yeah.
That'll be good. But I want to talk about Fleabag too. I know you haven't finished season 2, but they cleaned up at the Emmys, and there's a reason. It's another show that's just so well done. And it just, I wish there was going to be more, but there's not going to be anytime soon. So, but it's very good if you haven't gotten to watch it. I mean, Phoebe Waller-Bridge is amazing. Season 2, it's so good. Like, it's so good that I could not stop thinking about that show for like a full week after I stopped. Like, I just could not stop thinking about the characters and the story and her and him. And it was just so good. So Andrew Scott is the hot priest. Oh God. He's gay too. Did you know that? I didn't know he was gay until I read about it. But yeah.
Oh, is he?
He is. Yeah.
Well, see, I haven't been reading anything about Hot Priest or Fleabag 2 because I didn't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil it, but
spoil anything.
God, I think everybody wants a piece of him, gay, straight, whatever, because he's so hot.
Okay.
There's something about him as a hot priest. He's just, his character is really good. So, and I think it's their chemistry too. And apparently, they're really both really good friends, Phoebe and Andrew Scott, and so it just really pays off, I think. So anyway, phenomenal show.
Okay, all right, so you've talked me into going to finish season 2. Actually, Fleabag and Schitt's Creek, that sounds like a perfect evening.
Yes, it does. That is a perfect evening.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think that does it for us for this episode. Again, our next episode, we are going to talk movies and more Star Wars.
Okay, well, until next time, just follow us on Twitter, Facebook, at A Gal and a Gay. We also have a website, agalandagaypodcast.com. You can reach out to us if you want to talk to us about TV or recommend something or talk about your favorites. So yeah, that's it.
All right, well, thanks guys for listening. We appreciate
it. Until next time, bye.
Bye.